Star Radio Network.
Beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guest. And our guest this afternoon is Jerry Smith, and we're going to be with Jerry in just a minute talking about his book on weather warfare and HAARP. He has another book called HAARP, The Ultimate Weapon, which we're carrying. But let me just point out that today and yesterday, last few days, we've had tremendous storms down there in Texas. You know, they had, I think, 20 inches of rain day before yesterday, and already the rain-soaked state. Whereas in the southeastern part of the United States, we're finding drought. We're finding drought in the Ukraine, the drought in Australia. The worst droughts in 100 years, and the question is, can anybody manipulate the weather? The old saying, you know, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody can do anything about it, no longer is true with the advances in science. And Zygmunt Brzezinski, one of the major architects of everything going on today, a man who I truly feel is diabolical, like Henry Kissinger, a foreigner who's come to America to undermine and destroy our society. But back in 1970, Zygmunt Brzezinski wrote a book called Between Two Ages, and it's a fascinating book. We recommend it. And there in one of the footnotes, he talks about, now this is 1970, how in the future we're going to be able to create storms and droughts and chronic diseases. Well, we know they've created the chronic diseases, and I believe they can create storms and droughts today. In fact, there's a great deal of evidence that there are even companies that can actually advertise that they can create rain or snow or whatever you want, you know, if you pay them the proper sum of money. Well, what's really going on in the world today? Well, with us is Jerry Smith. He's done a great job of cataloging what we know. He's careful as far as his research. And there are certain holes, you might say, and certain deficits in what we know, because so much of the information is classified, and it's classified because we don't want Osama bin Laden living over there in that cave to find out what's really going on and whether or not we can modify the weather and change the direction of the jet stream. But anyway, Jerry, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, hi, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you again.
Well, let's just sort of review what we really do know about their ability to modify the weather and use this, of course, on the enemy, or use it right here in the United States. So why don't you tell us what we know?
Well, in the United States, we have a lot of private corporations involved in this, simply because after the U.S. military used weather as a weapon in the Vietnam War, there was an outcry around the world against doing that, and a UN treaty was signed into law, and once the US became signatory to the treaty, they didn't stop doing the technology. They simply stopped the federal budget doing the technology and moved it off to moved it to off budget sources, particularly what are these days referred to as civilian contractors. Indeed, one of the biggest companies in America doing this is called Weather Modification Incorporated. And Weather Modification Incorporated is a multi-million dollar corporation, has clients across the U.S. and around the world. They're doing hail suppression in Argentina, snowpack enhancement for the ski resorts in Sun Valley, Idaho, cloud seeding in Nevada. the project that did weather warfare during the Vietnam War, Project Popeye, curiously enough, in 2005, one of the senior scientists at Weather Modification Incorporated went on Art Bell's Coast to Coast AM radio show and outed himself as having been one of the senior scientists on Operation Popeye.
Well, you just hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Jerry Smith. We're talking about his book on weather warfare. Is that the title of it, Jerry?
Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature.
All right, fine. Well, you pick up the story. You were telling us that one of the people who actually works for this U.S. corporation on weather modification outed himself as having been with the military there in the Vietnam operation, where they were actually trying to create excessive rain along the Ho Chi Minh Trail so they couldn't be used by the North Vietnamese to carry our supplies down to the South Vietnam to kill our troops. So go ahead. Certainly they've known for many years how to modify the weather, but they can't tell us common people that. We might begin to question what's going on today.
I think it's really a matter of after the U.S. became signatory to the U.N. treaty prohibiting military use of the weather, and that treaty was called the Convention on the Prohibition of Military or Any Other Hostile Use of Environmental Modification Techniques. Once Uncle Sam became signatory to that, he had a PR problem. During the Vietnam War, he had done exactly that. During the Vietnam War, Project Popeye had been ongoing for some 8 years. They had expended 47,000 units of cloud seeding material over four countries, North and South Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. The latter two being neutral during the war was a violation of international law by violating their airspace. And at a cost of $21.6 million. Uncle Sam did not want to appear to be the bad guy. You know, Uncle Sam doesn't seem to have a problem being the bad guy. He doesn't want to look that way. And so they stopped, you know, prior to being signatory to the treaty. The federal budget was between $40 and $140 million a year to research environmental modification technology. And there were more than 700 degreed scientists working on this technology. And among the things they were working on was not just how to make rain or how to stop the rain, but wild, crazy things like how to intentionally melt polar ice or how to thin out the ozone layer above an enemy population so that the enemy population would be sickened through increased exposure to solar radiation. And those things are actually now explicitly prohibited in the treaty because the Department of Defense, the DOD, was actually working on those things before we signed the treaty. So in order to make it look like Uncle Sam is complying with the treaty, the federal budget went to zero. Those jobs seem to have vanished, and the federal government doesn't do any of this stuff. But that's because they passed it over to civilian contractors, and the U.S. does not have an unbiased, free, and open press. It has a very carefully constructed facade of open press. And the press has been making it sound like weather control is science fiction since that, because they want to convince us that it is not real, that it's not ongoing, that Uncle Sam isn't doing it, and if it's science fiction, if it's something in the future, then we can't possibly be doing it. And so the government at various levels, various agencies have invested an awful lot of money in keeping us confused on this subject. One example of this is the movie Independence Day, ID4, that is set at Area 51. And the U.S. Air Force spent more than $2 million on helping them make that movie. Now, one could argue that the Air Force did it because they wanted to recruit pilots because there's lots of flyboys and high-performance aircraft in the movie. Well, Will Smith's character was a Marine pilot. Why would the Air Force be recruiting for the Marines? No, it's because they had a PR problem with Area 51. The word had leaked out. Americans had heard about it, and they wanted to convince Americans it wasn't real, so they simply made a movie in which Area 51 is all science fiction, and so that whenever the subject comes up, people say, oh, that's science fiction. Yeah. That's not real.
All right, fine. Well, basically, what do we know about HAARP? Does HAARP play a part at all, do you think, in what modification?
It's very possible. The patents that HAARP is built on lay out a number of ways that HAARP can be used to manipulate the weather over North America. Now, whether it's actually being used that way or not, it's almost impossible to tell because there's no real civilian oversight of what's going on there. I mean, it's supposedly a civilian science project, but they have a website that makes it look like they're all open and above board, except the website hasn't been updated since 1998.
Yeah, you almost have a feeling like they're just not keeping up the website for a reason. Now, basically, could you explain to our listeners what HAARP is and why people are concerned about it and why you even wrote a whole book about it?
HAARP is the world's largest radio broadcasting station, but it's not designed to broadcast for human ears. It is a field of antennas on the ground in southeastern Alaska so linked together as to work as one giant antenna, which now has the ability to inject 3.6 million watts of radio frequency energy into a spot at the very top of the atmosphere in a region called the ionosphere. And what this does is it heats the ionosphere up by several thousand degrees, which they the military and the scientists working on this project have discovered that they could use that to accomplish a number of things. And among the things that happens is when you heat the ionosphere up by thousands of degrees, the molecules of the air literally blow apart, and in doing so they give off a scream of energy, and they give off a release of energy, and in that is a scream of ELF, extremely low frequency radio waves, which penetrate deep into the earth and deep into the sea. And they have been using this for about 15 years now to communicate with deeply submerged submarines. Also, when you blow the molecules of the atmosphere apart, that changes the atmosphere into something called a plasma, which is an electrically charged gas, which because it's the top of the atmosphere and because of convection, it goes out into space, and it keeps going out into space until it runs into something to stop it, which is the Earth's magnetic field. The plasma reaches the magnetic field, gets trapped between the lines of force of the magnetic field, and spreads out, forming a shield. It is a ground-based Star Wars weapon system. Now, among the things they've also found with it is that by injecting all this energy into the atmosphere, they can literally shape the atmosphere. They can make the atmosphere take form and so use it to do what are called waveguides, create literal tubes and tunnels in the sky to bounce radio frequencies down. And this they can use for communication and surveillance.
But, of course, by heating the ionosphere, can't they actually then cause the atmosphere to rise and begin shifting the jet streams?
That's part of the theory. That's as somewhat as is expressed in the patents. And I have the complete first patent in my first book, Heart, the Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy. And then I have the list of all 12 of the patents that it's based on in the back of the new book, Weather Warfare, the Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature, which at this point is the most up-to-date, the most current book on what's going on at HAARP.
All right, fine. Of course, we do carry both of those books. We think they're important. Did you ever talk to the scientist who developed HAARP?
I have been emailing him for several years now. That's Dr. Bernard Eastland. Dr. Eastland seems like a perfectly normal scientist, which is he doesn't let little things like ethics or morality interfere with his work. And his work is very out there. His work is he really is one of the great thinkers of the 21st century in terms of being ahead of the curve, of pushing the envelope, if you will. As Dr. Eastland put it, the difference between science and science fiction is whether or not you can actually build the thing you're proposing. And we see in HAARP that they actually did build the thing he proposed.
And, of course, it's sitting up there. Is it fully functional now?
It is. It took them 15 years. They started construction on it around 1990, had a developmental prototype up around 1995, and have been using it in various phases for the last 15 years. And as of March of 2006, they'd finally finished building it out to its full 3.6 million watt capacity. And to give you an idea what 3.6 million watts is, the largest legal AM radio station in the U.S. is 50,000 watts. HAARP is 72,000 50,000 watt radio stations, injecting their entire output into a spot about 12 miles across by about 2.5 miles deep by 50 to 90 miles up.
All right, fine. So basically, Chris, the thing is that they can do all sorts of things, and they're not investing that amount of time and effort unless this does have some sort of a military application.
I think so. I think that's a true statement. It started off as Star Wars. What we've seen evolve in the last couple of decades is that from the 50s to the 70s, scientists were engaging and monkeying with the atmosphere to see how it worked, to understand its dynamics. Once they actually got a handle on how the atmosphere worked, they realized, you know, we probably could do this or that or the other thing. And what HAARP is all about is about application. It's about taking what we now know how it works and making it work for us, or rather for the military-industrial academic complex.
And do you think it could be used also to interrupt incoming intercontinental ballistic missiles?
Oh, absolutely. That plasma that goes out into space, as it's an electrically charged gas, anything electrical passing through it, such as a passing spy satellite or an incoming ICBM or even the space shuttle, would be disrupted or destroyed by it.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Jerry Smith as we begin looking at weather warfare. And, of course, then this is going to get us into a discussion of chemtrails. And, of course, they want to make you think anybody who believes in chemtrails is a nut. Well, I can give you all sorts of articles where they're talking about spraying in space. But, of course, they want to demonize anybody who talks about it. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tieri. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Secret? Oh, my goodness. The last thing we would want would be for Osama bin Laden to learn the truth about our chemtrail program, government chemtrails. So we've got to make that top secret. I've talked to a number of people in the military, and they tell me it is secret. Whether it's top secret or just secret, but there's to be no information put out on this, although they put out a lot of this information to people in the service, telling them that the chemtrails, and we've heard this from at least three different sources, the chemtrails are there so they can vaccinate us because they want to put some sort of a vaccine in the product so that they will protect us from wicked diseases of some sort. Well, I really don't believe that. I think that's the explanation they're giving the people in the services. Now, you actually can vaccinate. I know over in Africa, they will, for instance, spray the elephants with a contraceptive vaccine so they won't be able to conceive, and there are methods that this can be utilized, but we certainly don't know what they're doing. Jerry, what do you think they're doing with the chemtrails?
Well, that your point that they the vaccination story is nonsense, it truly is. That's one of the first things I researched. There are indeed patents for aerosol release, for atmospheric release of vaccines. However, they're all designed to be released like crop dusting at treetop level, and it's mostly, as you said, for animal control or to handle a hot spot that simply is too hot to send humans into, like an Ebola outbreak. One of the big problems with discussing chemtrails is that most people have very little understanding of atmospheric science, and they don't realize what can't be done. A lot of people see a plane flying overhead and then see something falling around them and think the two are linked. The higher in the atmosphere something is released, the longer it takes to come to ground. There have been many, many studies done on this. This has been an area intensely researched since the 70s. We know that if something is released at aircraft flight level, that at 20 to 30,000 feet, that something is going to remain in the atmosphere for up to 3 months. That if something is released into the stratosphere, that is at 12 or more miles up, it can stay up there for as much as 3 years. So when you're talking about, well, I saw this plane and then 5 minutes later I see these angel hairs coming down around me, the two are not linked. They're just date coincident. An example of this, you may recall, I think it was 2003, the western third of the U.S. was covered in a haze for about 2 weeks. This was because there had been a dust storm in the Gobi Desert that actually blew dust up into the jet stream. It was carried across China, across the Pacific Ocean, and was dumped over the western third of the U.S., and there was a hazy condition in the from Calgary, Canada, to Phoenix, Arizona. I remember for about 3 days during this, I was in Reno, Nevada, and we had near whiteout conditions. You could not see the other end of the block, and people simply couldn't believe that this was a dust coming from the Gobi Desert. We are having you have to disabuse yourself of certain notions in order to be able to follow what's really going on with this stuff, and. I have documented that there have been tens of thousands of intentional atmospheric releases since the 50s. It has been a boom industry for some for some scientific operations. A lot of scientists are playing with the atmosphere, and a lot of companies and militaries are using what they have found.
All right, fine. Well, I thought a lot of these planes were actually CIA, or, you know, the one of these CIA-operated airlines that were doing the spraying. Who is doing the spraying?
Well, I can't tell you for sure who is, but I can tell you who probably is not. There is this current massive misconception that any contrail that persists is a chemtrail. And while there are persistent contrails, I do not believe that there is a link between the intentional atmospheric releases and the persistent contrails.
All right, you hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Jerry Smith.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Jerry Smith. His books, Weather Warfare and then A Harp, the Ultimate Weapon. We carry both of those. Jerry's written some other books, so. And Jerry, would you like to get your webpage out there and let people know how they get in touch with you?
Well, sure. It's jerryesmith.com. JerryEsmith.com. You know, we went to break at sort of an awkward point. I bet a lot of your listeners think, oh, he's one of them. He's a bad guy because he doesn't believe in that all persistent contrails are actually chemtrails, and I know they are, yada yada. I've been wrestling with this for almost 10 years now. in order for every persistent contrail to be a chemtrail, every jet aircraft in the air would have to be part of the conspiracy. That means that every commercial airliner, American Airlines, Delta Airlines, Continental Airlines, American Airlines, would all have to be part of it. Now, in the United States, there are some problems with that. That is, we live in the most litigious age ever. It's impossible for me to imagine American Airlines lawyers allowing American Airlines to intentionally dump toxic chemicals over potential customers. That just doesn't make any sense. The only way that it could happen, the only way that American Airlines could be forced to be part of some sort of covert spraying program is that either Congress passes a secret law exempting them from litigation, or the president declares a state of national emergency and nationalizes the airlines, and then in his role as commander-in-chief orders them to do whatever it is he wants them to do.
But
those conditions are possible, but very, very unlikely.
But you do agree that there is such a thing as a chemtrail. In other words, there is aerial spraying.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Right. There are indeed, and I believe what's happening is that the bad guys have figured out the way to mask their covert spraying by we have a situation that is a significant major environmental disaster in progress, which is persistent contrails. And the persistent contrails are a literal smokescreen that the spraying programs are being hidden behind. And the problem with the spraying program is that there are indeed, I can prove there are atmospheric releases, but they're not necessarily visible to the human eye, so that they can be spraying you and you may not see it. And just because you see a persistent contrail doesn't mean that it has some secret additive that makes it into a chemtrail. And so I spend 100 pages on this in the book. I go over atmospheric science so that you can understand what is possible and what is not possible. And the fact is that there have been some significant changes since 1980. The jet engine has changed, the jet fuel has changed, and the atmosphere itself has changed. And all of these are conducive to persistent contrails. Persistent contrails are not a brand new thing. They did not suddenly come into existence in 1998. Persistent contrails were a problem during World War II. They revealed the locations of bomber bases, and many bomber squadrons had to take alternative routes to get back to base so as not to reveal where they were. I went looking through old movies trying to find the sort of persistent contrail that is today being called a chemtrail. An excellent example is Murphy's Romance with James Garner and Sally Field. It takes place in Montana, but it was actually filmed in Florida, which I think is kind of hilarious. And the opening scene that supposedly is Montana with James Garner driving out to Sally Field's ranch, there is this contrail that is a third of the sky from horizon to horizon. It's huge. And this is 1985. What happened was, is in 1980, they invented the high bypass turbofan, which changed the efficiency of a jet engine from being less than 20% to being more than 90%. Prior to 1980, jet engines spewed out black oily smoke. You may remember, if you're old enough, you may remember watching jets take off or land and seeing these black trails behind them. That was because the engines were incredibly inefficient and spewed out vast quantities of unburned and partially burned hydrocarbons. And throughout the 70s, there was major environmental debate about what a problem this was. And then in 1980, they invented the high bypass turbofan, which put this giant fan on the front of the jet engine, and suddenly the efficiency went from less than 20 to more than 90%, and the particulate coming out of the engine went from being a black glob, black oily glob, to clear or white. And now, at flight altitudes, a black glob will attract ice crystals. The ice crystals attach itself to the black glob, and then during the day, the black warms up and it melts the ice crystal. With the new engines, the white or clear particle attaches, gets an ice crystal attached to it, and it doesn't warm up, and it doesn't melt the ice crystal, so more ice crystals attach to it. Now, they've also changed the jet fuel from JP4 to JP8, in some places JP10, and this fuel produces more water in the mix, so there's more water to crystallize to form contrails with, and then we have global warming. And since 1980, the air has been getting progressively warmer. And one of the reasons why in 1998 so many people suddenly saw the persistent contrails is because that was the warmest year on record. And in that year, the warmer the atmosphere is, the more moisture it can hold. So if you have warmer air, you have more moisture, which can attach to the particles and so give you persistent contrails. Persistent contrails are a significant environmental problem that needs to be dealt with. They are not necessarily, however, a spraying program. They are a problem, and people are right in recognizing this is wrong. But they're misconstruing what is wrong. There are a great number of intentional atmospheric release programs that are openly discussed in the scientific and military literature. And I document quite a number of these in the book. But they all have limits to how much you can find out about them.
All right, so how can the avid listener out there differentiate the chemtrail from the contrail?
Well, if you're seeing a plane doing loops, a plane going back and forth, leaving a contrail, if you're seeing planes flying in places where planes don't normally fly, if they are at unusual heights, you may be looking at an atmospheric release program as opposed to a commercial jet aircraft contrail.
Okay, so there can be some confusion on the part of the observer.
Absolutely. That's one of the big problems we have. And if you try to sort this out on the Internet, if you were to Google chemtrail, you'll get a lot of websites that are very long on photographs and very short on science or usable information. If you Google aerosol, you'll get a lot of scientific websites that are about tracking and measuring aerosols, and you'll begin to get a feel for what's going on. You really want to get the mother load. The real deal on this, try Googling geoengineering. Geoengineering is a concept of how to mitigate global warming by altering the atmosphere, or by altering natural processes, or by injecting or adding something to natural processes. This goes back to 1979. Famed physicist Freeman Dyson said that if global warming really were caused by greenhouse gases, this would be an easy thing to easy problem to solve, because you know the idea here is that we have been making these gases like CO2 that go to the top of the atmosphere, and they act like the panes of glass in a greenhouse. They allow solar energy, solar heat in, and then prevent it from going back out again. Well, all we have to do is make the greenhouse shinier so that less solar heat comes in the first place. And numerous scientific bodies have examine this. Indeed, Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory has spent more than 20 years and more than $200 million crunching the numbers on this, and have proposed a number of different ways to solve global warming. One way they suggested was to put up giant space mirrors to reflect sunlight back. Another was they suggested building a fleet of robot sailboats that solar-powered fog generators that would sail the world's oceans and turn the world's oceans into a shiny blanket to reflect more energy back.
Didn't Dr. Teller?
Yes.
He actually advocated a spraying, didn't he?
Exactly. Edward Teller, the associate director of Lawrence Livermore, proposed opposed very seriously to international bodies and wrote an article on it for the Wall Street Journal proposing putting up a sunscreen to save Earth. And he proposed literally chemtrails. He proposed injecting shiny dust, particularly aluminum and barium, at the very top of the atmosphere to act as a sunscreen to reflect more solar energy back so that less heat would get in the first place, so we could balance out and we could continue to drive SUVs and run coal-fired power plants and not have to worry about it. A number of scientific bodies have examined this proposal and said, you know what, we could do that. We do have the technology. It would be spendy, but, you know, trying to redesign the entire world's economy would be spendy, too. Why don't we give it a shot? Oh, yes. Why we can't give it a shot is that the legal and environmental hurdles would be so high, they could never do any such thing and tell anybody about it. And
no,
that's where the paper trail ends.
They could do it, but they couldn't tell anybody about it.
Exactly. And many scientific bodies have looked at this, like SRI, Stanford Research Institute. SRI is firmly on board with using shiny dust to increase the Earth's albedo, which is the measure of sunlight reflected back into space. And the monthly magazine from the legal department at Stanford actually had an article proposing an environmental Manhattan Project that would be as big as the Manhattan Project that gave us the atom bomb and as secret. And so there's a great deal of talk in scientific circles about doing this and not telling us about it. You may recall that this year the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, released its once every 5 year report, and it released it in stages, and we've had two of the three stages released so far this year. Before the first stage was released, the U.S. response to it was leaked to the press, and the Guardian newspaper of the U.K. had a field day trashing Uncle Sam, and ran a great article on the U.S. insistence to the IPCC that they add mitigation, not just emission control, as a handle for global warming. And their article had the great title, U.S. Response to Global Warming, Smoke and Giant Space Mirrors. And that's really where we stand these days, is that Uncle Sam seems to believe that we can mitigate global warming, and the scientific community seems to believe that we could do it secretly and get away with it. And so I'm very much afraid that these guys decided to go ahead with a secret program to put up a sunscreen, whether we need it or not, whether it's the right thing to do or not, regardless of how toxic it is otherwise.
And of course, what would the impact of all that aluminum and barium be on the health of the people?
It could be quite devastating. Barium is a neurotoxin. It causes organ failure, muscle problems, brain damage. So aluminum is not particularly nice either. And it has effects on not just humans, but one of the things we're finding is that barium has been the release of choice since the 1950s, and many tons, and I doubt if anybody has a clue how many tons. It's probably something like 100,000 tons, 500,000 tons of barium have been intentionally released over North America. And in many areas, the soil is beginning to turn up barium poisoning. And one of the things this does is it makes the soil more electrically conductive. And a number of researchers have looked at this and gone, you know, it's not the weather scientists, it's not the military who are doing this, it's Monsanto who are doing this, because the new GM crops, the new genetically modified crops, are designed to live in soil that has increased electroconductivity. And that same electroconductivity fries out Mother Nature's heritage crops. It could very well be a secret plan to spread electrical conductivity across North America so as to to pad the pockets of the GM manufacturers.
And, you know, Jerry, this whole thing seems so science fiction. This could be going on. If it was, why certainly Rush Limbaugh would tell us, but unfortunately he's not going to. Our guest has been Jerry Smith. He's spent a lot of time on this. He's a reliable researcher and a personal friend. So, Jerry, you got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program.
All right. Well, my website, jerryesmith.com, jerryesmith.com, has a lot on each of my books. It has the table of contents, the bibliographies, recommended reading. The bibliography for Weather Warfare is 31 pages long. I have about 20 pages of that up on the website so you can follow along and do your own research. I don't want anybody to believe anything I say. I want them to use what I say as springboards to start their own research from.
All right, fine. Well, I hope that people will get the books, and I hope they'll get informed on this. We need to make people understand that their things they're doing are hazardous to our health. I believe we need to make our average American understand there are people out there who believe in population control. They're not concerned about your health. They don't care how many people are injured or die because of these macabre experiments, whether it be creating early Alzheimer's disease or late Alzheimer's disease. Why do you think it's exploding? Why are certainly the incidence of autism and neurodevelopmental disorders and asthma exploding in our children? Could this be intentional? And I would like to suggest it is. But that's another subject for another day. Jerry, thank you very much for being with us. And I really want to get you onto our evening program as well. I think your message is important. I think your book's important. And I'll try to sell as many of your books as I can.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Stan. I do appreciate it.
God bless. Thanks very much. And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program on weather warfare. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yeah, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and if you'd like to get Jerry's book, Weather Warfare, and then, of course, we carry his other book, HARP, The Ultimate Weapon. They're both available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. Then we have two, either four tape or four CD sets, and of course, those are on chemtrails, chemtrails or chemtrail update, and then, of course, we have a four tape set on HARP. So we've got all sorts of information that you need to know and understand about what's going on. Now, of course, if you doubt that there is a planned program to kill off a lot of people through population control, you need to get the National Security Study Memorandum 200. You can get it off the Internet, or you can get it through Radio Liberty. It was an official government document released in 1974 over the name of that great American patriot, Henry Kissinger. Tells you that the major thrust of American foreign policy is population control. It was top secret. It's eventually classified, available through Radio Liberty, as is Dr. MacArthur's testimony before the House Appropriations Committee. And this is quite a thick, extensive testimony. We have the complete text of it. It's available through Radio Liberty if you were interested in getting these specific items. You really need to get my talk on either Nundare College genocide, or certainly the more extensive talk I gave for the Prophecy Club, planned population reduction, our video or our four tape set on population control, and my talk, the Population Control Agenda Monograph. Now, that's up on the Internet. You can pull that down off of my website at RadioLiberty.com. The Population Control Agenda Monograph, or if you get into the other things, and you can ask for a free copy, and then we'll be glad to send it to you. You need to understand there are people who look at the world through different eyes than you and I do, because they worship a different God, and they really would like to kill off the vast majority of the people in America. One excellent thing that we have, it's done by Dr. David Ayoub, a talk he gave 2 years ago at our yearly seminar. It's called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. And if you get David's DVD and or video, why, we give you a free CD with thousands of pages of documentation on what we're talking about. They know they're poisoning our children. They're destroying their minds. Who would do something like that? Why, people who had a different worldview. Now, if you have not yet, of course, laid in a supply of food, because I really believe we're moving to some difficult times, why, we'd be glad to send you a catalog. Or if you do not have your emergency, if you already have an emergency food catalog, why, of course, go ahead and get your order in. And with any order over, say, $250, we'll send you a copy of Making the Best of Basics. And if you get $500 worth, we'll send along a copy of Don't Get Caught With Your Pantry Down. You can just ask for them. They're extensive books. They'll tell you what to do and really begin making your preparations. Don't put it off. I mean, and if you need to get your water filters, your water barrels, or water pumps, why, we can help you with that. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Begin making your preparations now, because you never know when, of course, it's going to be too late. And believe me, everything points that we're moving towards a war in the Middle East in several months. And when that happens, the game changes, and the game changes forever. So if you'd like a free emergency room catalog, emergency food catalog, or health products catalog, we can send those along, or we'll be glad to send you a free catalog. But understand that there are really powerful spirits and forces that are aligned against the people in this country, and I believe God's judgment is coming. Make your preparation spiritually as well as physically. Pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, and we'll be back in just a moment with another fascinating program here at Radio Liberty.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
You are listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And the views of our guest, and our guest this afternoon is Mr. Jeremy Lee, and he's recommended by our friends in Great Britain. And as you know, we regularly have guests from Great Britain on, but they suggested I get Mr. Jeremy Lee from Australia. And we're going to be talking about, well, how are you today, Mr. Lee?
I'm very well, thanks.
Sounds
cold,
like
down here.
Sounds like you were just next door.
We're at different temperature. You're in midsummer, aren't you?
Right, yes, and you're in midwinter.
We're freezing down here.
Well, anyway, why don't you talk to us a little bit? Did you want to talk about the financial situation? What would you like specifically to talk about?
Well, I'm your guest, so I'm happy to speak on a number of things. But the financial situation certainly looms over us down here in Australia at the moment.
All right, fine. Well, it's, of course, so our countries are bound together. Certainly, we're all on a fiat money system. We have privately owned central banks that are controlling the economy. And I suspect that the interlock between the central banks, between your country and my country, the same elite, are dominating the economies of both nations. So how is the economy doing down there? And why is there any concern? I mean, after all, have we ever had it so good?
Well, first thing is, our central bank here is actually government-owned.
Oh, it is.
But the government puts it under a board that comes from the private sector, so it's the same thing, really. It's independent of government policy, unless there's a major crisis. And they follow the same policy that central banks do throughout the world. But it's not like your Fed, which is, you know, a sort of coalition of private interests. Ours actually is government.
All right, fine. But then who selects who's going to be sitting on the board?
Well, officially the government, but of course they merely appoint people who are recommended to them. Sometimes people from the private banking sector or investment sector, or now and again from a trade union, but all what you'd say is orthodox members of the existing money system. So technically, if the government wanted to change and run its own policy, it could, but there's no way in the world it dare do that at the moment.
Well, if they did, why, of course, the people with money power would simply replace the government.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Well, when our Prime Minister was elected back in 1996, we've had the same government now for 11 years. And 3 months after he was elected, we had the biggest meeting of international financial figures that Australia had ever seen. And they met all morning in Sydney, and then the Prime Minister was called in like a schoolboy before the board of the school, and a whole series of conditions were laid out. He was to follow this policy and that policy, all of which was reported in our financial papers. And it virtually said you are to have no independent policy at all. As long as you follow our orders, we will make sure that Australia is bankrolled.
Well, of course, was this very obvious to people who were reading the report that your central bank dictates policy to your duly elected representatives?
Yes, well, there's only a few people who really understand the politics of it, but it was all laid out there. There's no hiding it. There's no subterfuge about it.
And I really
it's
think
accepted that this is the only way that the money system can be run, and without debt and without foreign investment, we can't survive.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Mr. Jeremy Lehm, and we're going to be bringing some other stations on board right now, so we'll be just a little repetitive for the next 3 minutes. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Does it exist? Well, Mr. Lee, you pick up the story there. So what is happening to the economic system over there in Australia?
Well, back in 1995, the World Bank did a survey of natural wealth in 192 nations. And the conclusion at the end was that Australia was by far the richest per capita nation in the world in terms of minerals and assets per head of population and that sort of thing. And I think we were way ahead of the United States, which was 12th on the list. Second was Canada at that stage. So in natural terms, we are an incredibly rich nation. And our economy depends on massive exports of coal and iron ore and copper and zinc and lead and silver. And then attached to that, we have a big agricultural sector, which we're in the process of destroying. So we should be the highest standard of living in the world. But it's all financed by debt money produced by the banking system. So we now have destroyed so much of our industry that our current account deficit is out of control, and our foreign debt now is round about $500 billion, and our household debt per averaged out across the nation is actually higher than the United States. We have a household debt now of 160% of household income. And if you reduce that down to costing, the average house in Australia pays just on 12% of its income in interest on debt without ever repaying anything. So we have what most other nations have. We have an incredibly rich sector, but we have a very big poverty sector too, and that the split between the two is getting wider and wider.
I think that's really so interesting, because we're seeing that here in the United States as well, as we move away from, you know, a three-class society with a large middle class towards a group of very, very wealthy people and an increasing number of very poor people, and then of course the military and police in between, and it's their job to keep the poor people in line.
Yes. But even worse than that, we're actually destroying our industries. We used to be a self-sufficient nation with a big export in manufacturing and, of course, agriculture. We're a big wheat producer. We produce 2 tons of wheat for every living person in the country. But it's not enough to pay for our exports, and all our little manufacturing industries are closing down, and we try and sustain that by an ever-increasing bureaucracy of people who sit in offices making marks on pieces of paper to justify earning an income.
Well, of course, then what you're doing is just what we're doing. There's an organized plan to destroy your manufacturing base and to ship all those manufacturing plants then into Asia, China, in the Far East. Is that right?
Yes. I think we're just trying to do it better than you do.
And I think that for our listeners, they really have to understand that there is a global plan to really wipe out the middle class, not just in the United States, but all throughout the world. It's laid out in a document called the Earth Charter, written by that great American patriot, Mikhail Gorbachev, Sidney Marie Strong, a Canadian multi-million billionaire, and of course, Stephen Rockefeller, the son of Nelson Rockefeller, who himself would be in the class of a billionaire. And they, in the Earth Charter, which is the new Ten Commandments for the world, they talk about a new Ten Commandments for the world. And point 10 is equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. So I guess you're transferring your wealth over to China to help those people in China. Would that be what's happening?
Absolutely. You go to every agricultural show or hardware shop or now foodstuffs, and it's made in China. And in order to get that in, we have dropped all standards of quality. So a lot of it is junk or even poisonous in some cases in the food line. And everything now is China or India.
Well, now, Chris, we've seen some poison gluten. They poison a lot of our pets. They're shipping in poison toothpaste. They're giving us defective tires. But much of their food, I mean, some of their food substance is really poison. You're having the same problem in Australia?
Yes. We used to have a very strict quarantine and standard sector that made sure we had high quality imports, but that's all so great is this free trade thing now that they have dropped all standards. So our customs don't work properly, and we are now actually importing more and more labor in from other countries, while Australians now shift their efforts into what they call the service sector. Some of which is good, but most of which is just repetitive control. That's all it is.
But you can't have a great country, which Australia has really been in the past, without a manufacturing base. I mean, wealth comes from what you're able either have in the ground, and because you do have great mineral wealth, but also, of course, what you can build. And, of course, that has to do with capital and labor. You stop building, you know, and you're just importing from other countries, soon your wealth is gone.
Mm. That's absolutely right. We've got 92 of 94 minerals known to mankind in big quantities. So we could run our own economy without ever exporting anything or importing anything if we had to do that. There's enough for everybody 10 times over. But we're sucked into this idea the only way that nations could survive is to export and import at the cheapest rate possible, usually below the cost of living for your own people, and you get taken over. We're now trying to survive. Even that doesn't keep us going, by selling a lot of our assets, our airports, our harbors, our banks, of course. We used to have a number of Australian trading banks. They've all got large slices of equity from overseas now. We sell our telecommunications, etc. So we're going to end up here as a nation where our children work, but they don't own anything at all. Even our farming country is going now.
I mean, the coming in is just buying up large blocks of the large farms.
That's right.
Of course, I laughed when you said that, because here in the United States they're doing the same thing. They're selling off the New Jersey the freeway, the Ohio Turnpike, the Chicago Skyway. They're selling off our dams. The new NASCOM highway that's going to bifurcate America, being built by the Spanish. They're coming in, they're buying our banks as well. And this is part of the elite's plan to impoverish our people. And the average American doesn't recognize it. Does the average Australian have any idea what's going on?
Yes, I think I've been speaking on this and lecturing on this for 40 years now. Right when I started, it was not obvious to anyone, really, but in recent times, there's more and more Australians who do see what is happening, but don't know what to do about it, other than to try and start a new political party, which, of course, has not got the muscle to get up, and running the odd protest meeting, but they have no concept of a genuine, effective alternative mechanism, a sanction that can stop it. So we're in a new stage now. We have a very, very disillusioned public, many of whom can see the industries their fathers worked in being sold up and sold overseas, and they think, well, if we simply change the government, that's going to fix it, not realizing that we only have one party in Australia, and that's the Money Party. Controls all the other political parties. And unless you can get the finance to run massive campaigns, you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, and
I would imagine it's something like the United States, is it not?
Absolutely. We have one political party. It's got two branches. One's a Republican, the other's a Democrat. They put a great show on to pretend to be fighting one another, but they're both headed towards globalism. They're both headed towards the destruction of national sovereignty. They're both headed towards the centralization of all power with government. And, of course, here in the United States, they're both dedicated, even though they pretend not to be, to continuing this insane war we're involved in the Middle East and actually expanding that war. Is Australia involved at all in Iraq or Afghanistan?
Yes, we are. We have contingents in both countries. But very small contingents, and they were, well, in Iraq particularly, they were more token to offer support to your president. And so we haven't had one casualty in Iraq. We have a fairly safe province to work in. it's our good luck that we haven't. The Lord has blessed us, but our soldiers are there, and they're also in Afghanistan.
Well,
not in big numbers.
Well, Chris, if what happens, and I fear that we go to war with Iran, the whole thing will be overrun, and I, you know, I hate to think what's going to happen to our troops, and of course to the other countries' troops that are there, because they'll be so susceptible to short range and missiles, and certainly to an attack. They're massing the Iranian soldiers on the border now, in preparation for an attack if. We are foolish enough to attack them, which I think is exactly what our administration intends to do. Well,
yes.
Certainly, you know, I understand, you know, the frustration that the people over there must feel, because, you know, when you try to start up a new movement organization, it will immediately be infiltrated by the other side, who will provide the leadership and the money, and because most people are quite willing to follow a leader without realizing he's really being paid. By the people within the intelligence agencies or the money power which interlocks with the intelligence agencies. Is that how they maintain the control there as well?
Absolutely. It's exactly the same. And nothing could be more obvious than your last November elections, where a massive mandate was given to the Democrats to stop the war. And yet the number of troops is actually increasing.
You can't really blame people for feeling a little disillusioned, those who voted for the Democrats thinking it was going to make a difference. And they said, oh, my goodness, we're going to get our troops out. They just didn't say when.
That's right.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel
tired all the time.
Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Well, this is Dr. Stanback here. Our guest is Mr. Jeremy Lee, who's a very well-known lecturer in Australia. He's telling us of the plight of the Aborigines people there, who, of course, have been given considerable land, and they have about 350,000 Aborigines. But unfortunately, they live in camps. They get the dole from the government, destroys their incentive. At one time, they were very resourceful people. But, of course, once the government begins to take care of you, why get out and work when you get to free this, that, the other thing? And so their pride, their incentive, there's no better way to destroy people than to have the government take care of them and to take away the incentive to be self-resourceful. So tell us, our listeners now, some of our listeners did not hear your previous remarks. So if you want to just repeat yourself about the what's happening to the Aboriginal people?
Well, one of our best Aboriginal leaders has come out quite openly and said that unless we get ourselves off welfare and develop our own initiative and self-respect, we're going to be destroyed. And that has upset the welfare industry, because there's a huge industry now of do-gooders who simply say we've got to give more and more and more money to Aborigines without looking at the effect that it has. Now, if they haven't got incentive to work or develop or build, they tend to degenerate. And some of our Aboriginal communities, particularly in the north of Australia, have become really quite squalid and degenerate. And there's a big, big industry of child abuse and pornography and drink and grog and goodness knows what. And that is the reason the government says we've now got to move troops in and control everything and take away the right to have their own liquor and try and get them with some sort of industry of their own. Now, many Aborigines have done very well. They've gone to university and they have developed very well, as you say. They have great initiative and resource. But there's an element amongst the Aborigines that has gone backwards rather than forwards.
Well, you know, I think it's so similar to what happened here in America. Initially, the black man was discriminated against here. But the black family was a strong family, and they were together. And then came the civil rights movement, and the government, we're here to help. And today, 75% of black children are born in a family with no father.
Yes.
One in every three young black men is in prison, parole, or certainly on the probation. That's the end result of the government there. The government helping. They've destroyed the black family. They've destroyed their pride. And government has a wonderful ability to destroy any group of people it sets out to help.
Exactly.
And you would think that people would learn this lesson. And yet, of course, anybody who talks about this, oh, you're uncaring, you're a racist. And, of course, if you care for the blacks, you would try to get people to understand what's happening to them.
Yes. Well, thank goodness here in Australia we've got a small minority of Aboriginal leaders who are saying that themselves. And when they begin to say that, then the nation is apt to listen, which is what is happening in Australia now. And thank goodness for them, because they're saying we must get our self-respect back and get off with it. So it's a strange situation. But for a long time, we've been dominated by a sort of human rights welfare group that all it wants to do is do good to Aborigines rather than letting them develop themselves. And it's a mistake.
Well, I think they're really not interested in helping them. They really want to control them. And socialism is a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory, but it doesn't work. And, of course, what it does, it eventually destroys the incentive of the individual and then enslaves the individual. And really, what's really so frightening here in the United States, and I suspect in your country as well, it is the people of great wealth. It's the bankers, the industrialists, these people who certainly have far more wealth than they have good judgment, who really want to control everything, that wants to help people over. The government has got to provide for you because nobody can provide for themselves. And think of all the people who'd starve if we weren't there. And of course, this was never a factor there in Australia, and I suspect it certainly wasn't a factor here in the United States. Were people starving before they started their socialist programs?
Yes. In the more remote areas, there was a lot of malnutrition and certainly very bad health. Their diets were appalling, and the lifespan was about half the rest of the population. But much of that is due to the lifestyle they choose to adopt as a result of all this welfare.
All right,
so in the end, you can't compensate for people who don't want to try or have been induced not to try by overindulgent welfare systems.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Mr. Jeremy Lee as we see what's happening halfway around the world in Australia.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Thank you. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I was asking Mr. Jeremy Lee, who is our guest, you know, if there was a movement over there, to explain what is happening from a spiritual point of view, because, of course, we can talk about the various political movements, the right, the left, the conservative, the liberal, and then eventually we realize that they're all controlled by essentially the same people. And a lot of the things that are happening just don't make sense. Australia obviously has the same problems that we do. The effort to certainly ship the manufacturing overseas, to outsource the jobs, to expand government control, to limit individual freedom. But Mr. Lee said that no, there's really no the church movement at all, and was commenting that, of course, we don't have anything in Australia that's comparable to what we have here in the United States, where the Christian right is backing Mr. Bush. Unfortunately, Mr. Bush is not a conservative, and Mr. Bush has pushed through some of the most radical left-wing legislation that we've ever seen. The legislation that our Senator Kennedy could never get through on his own has been passed by our conservative Christian, you know, supporting our president. And you wonder when they're going to wake up and realize that they're being taken advantage of, and that this war over in the Middle East is simply a means of destroying the very fabric of our society. Certainly the people of God have traditionally been anti-war, and now the greatest champions of this war. It's almost as if we have madness here in this country.
Yes, I think the same. I was just looking at some of our history, say, during World War II, and in periods of great crisis in England, the king used to call for national days of prayer, not just to the British people, but to the whole Commonwealth, Australia and Canada and New Zealand. And all the churches responded, and there were some miraculous changes and a very strong nation. In our recent drought, well, the drought was still going on, the Prime Minister made a call that we needed prayer for rain, and we couldn't get any response from any church at all. They had days for prayer inside their churches in anonymity, but we didn't have what you call a national calling of the nation to prayer like we used to. And it just shows that the Christian church, from being a formidable force for good and for principle, has just retreated and is coming under enormous attack now. If it ever sticks its neck out or says something should be supported, usually there's a bevy of people in the media to attack it, and goodness knows what. And unless my personal belief is, unless we get a change and a regeneration in true faith, we are all of us doomed. We're going to slide downhill to a point of no return.
Well,
on the other hand, in periods of huge crisis and danger where people are being hurt, people do tend to suddenly wake up and go back to church. They all went back to church at 9/11, didn't they, for a short while?
For a short while they did, and there was a great flurry of patriotism, and then before long everybody had forgotten. But I certainly agree with you, and for our listeners, I've never talked to Mr. Lee before, but it's amazing how two people on opposite sides of the world can come to the same conclusion, and that this is really a spiritual battle, and unless there is a great revival and turning back to God here in America, and of course Mr. Lee feels in Australia as well, then of course there is no hope either for his nation or for our nation. And the tragedy is, I don't see any leadership here in the United States at all. In fact, the current leaders in the United States are solidly behind the administration and their effort to expand the war in the Middle East, and are certainly not stressing the spiritual forces that are energizing the people who are trying to destroy our nation and our economy and Christianity itself.
Yes. My view is that there's a lot of Christians who have a sort of personal faith and are helped by God, and try and live good lives and develop their family. But there is an aspect of the faith which used to exist strongly in America that produced your constitution and your legal system and the idea of justice and the division of powers and decentralization, which stemmed originally from scriptural teachings. And of course also there used to be an understanding that usury of the money system was a great enemy of freedom and true faith. Now all that has got to be regenerated as well.
In fact, I was just reading Ezekiel 18 the other day, where, of course, the Lord was admonishing the Jewish people, you are not to be charging interest, you are not to be paying interest, you are not to be out there borrowing money on interest. And, I mean, here Ezekiel was writing roughly 600 years before Christ was born. And the church, the Christian church, you know, abhorred these ideas of interest and borrowing money really right up into the 1600s when the occult influence came in under Francis Bacon and began to encourage this lending system, which has led us to the place we are today. And it's amazing how you can see God's hand, and people have forgotten that God's pretty smart. And if he tells you shouldn't be doing something, you jolly well better not be. And if we had people reading and studying the scriptures and using it to understand economics and politics and what's going on, why, of course, it'd be a much different world.
Yeah. Well, in the great Magna Carta in Britain in 1215, they actually banned usury and money lenders and threw them out of the country for 300 years. And it was known as Merry England at that stage. Now it is poor, sunken, debt-ridden Britain. At the point of civil war, almost.
Yeah, of course, we inherited this monetary system from you after the American Revolution, and I'm sure that Australia inherited it from Great Britain. So much of what's going on in the United States really began in Great Britain during the 1600s and the late Elizabethan era and the early 1600s. And it was those people then who came to America who began laying the foundation for where we are today.
Yes.
Well, do you have any sort of a plan? Do you have any strong organization over there that can lead the Australian people that we could work with? Or is there any way that we can get them listening to some of our programs? We're on the Internet. People can... I know we have Australian listeners. We have shortwave. We have satellite. We have Internet. We have the ability to reach the whole world with an understanding we're involved in the spiritual battle. But how do we get people to listen is the question.
Yes. Well, one of the comforting things is the worse things get, the more people will listen, I think. And we're well on the way to a bigger listening audience. But here in Australia, we have a lot of different movements. The great majority of them are trying to see the solution in changing your vote or starting a new party. And I don't think the solution lies in that field, because I don't believe that you can get good men who can prevail against the enormous force of money behind the existing system. It's got to happen in a different way, usually at one issue at a time, perhaps like the expression in America over Iraq. You had at your last election, and that's got to be given some teeth so the congressmen, whatever party in the end, understand that if they don't listen to the people and abide by what they're wanting, they're not going to get in at the next election. The only thing that will ever change politicians is the idea that they're going to lose their seat, it seems to me. And we're going to reach that stage in the end. One of our saving graces is the Internet. There is a bigger exchange of information than we've ever had before. Whether they try and close that down or not remains to be seen. They probably will.
Well, I'm sure they'll try, but I think we have to utilize it as long as we can. Well, do you have an Internet site or anything you'd like to tell our listeners about?
Well, I can't really. I can simply say that I'm now in my mid-70s and I'm retired, and I'm not actively engaged in going around lecturing anymore. I just sit here and absorb information and do a few articles of my own. The organization I worked with was a body called the Australian League of Rights, which also had branches in New Zealand and Britain.
I've heard of that, certainly.
Yeah, that's still going, and it does a lot of publishing, and it has a big website, which I could give you if you like.
Yeah, why don't you go right ahead, put that one out.
The website is A-L-O-R.
A-O-O-R?
A-A-L, for Larry, A-L-O-R.
A-L-O-R. All right.
.org and /.
All right, so that's the Australian League of Rights, A-L-O-R.
Yeah, that's their website, and it's a very good website. It'll tell you what's happening in Britain and New Zealand and Australia and Canada, too.
Well, because we need to keep track of what's happening, because this is a worldwide movement. We like to think it's only here in the United States, but even though we may be a large part of producing the rest of the world, this is a worldwide...
It's amazing how close we are. In March, we had an American visitor, Mr. Dave von Kleist, who produced that video on 9/11 called In Plain Sight.
Yeah.
And we had a very, very big forum to hear him speak, and he was telling us how the scene in America was so close to us in Australia, many, many groups meeting and discussing and wondering what to do. So there is a movement that is waking up, and... we would learn to foster that a bit more, I think.
Well, of course, Dave and his wife share a satellite hookup with us on Telstar 5, so we're each on there 9 hours a day. And so we're very, very close to Dave, and he's doing
a fine job. David von Kleist.
Yes, right. He is, of course, married to Joyce Riley, and they do the Power Hour here.
That's right.
And so they...
He's very, very impressive, and the Australians liked him an enormous amount.
Well, I'm so glad he got an opportunity to get over there and to share his views on 9/11, because we've never been told the truth, and the government has sealed the testimony of 1,100 people who knew what had happened for 50 years, and why would they want to seal all that information unless the government was hiding something?
That's right. But at the same time, the movement for truth seems to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger in America, doesn't it?
Well, yes, I think more and more people, especially when they see the videos of Building 7 come down. When you see Building 7 come down a few times, you realize that it was a controlled demolition. And nobody's ever told me how Osama bin Laden was able to do that. There's no way that had anything to do with being hit by a plane, because no planes hit Building number 7.
That's right. Well, that's the way it's going to happen, it seems to me, on one issue at a time. And suddenly all sorts of groups get together, and in the end, perhaps the government cannot resist them. I don't know.
Well, I think we're moving towards a crisis situation. I'm really very, very concerned about what's going to happen economically, as interest rates have to raise to prevent inflation from destroying the currency. And if it does, there's going to be less and less jobs. Money's going to be harder and harder to get. And eventually, I think we're going to be moving into a major depression. I think an awful lot of people are going to be losing their homes and their cars and their jobs. And maybe that'll get their attention.
Yes. Either they will destroy each other or they'll help each other. One of the two. That's a spiritual question.
Well, let's hope that they're willing to help one another, and they'll all join together, and they'll begin to understand what a precious thing freedom really is.
Right. You've got a very strong, sound body of ordinary people who still got faith and got belief, and that might be the moment they come through.
Well, we've always felt that the Australians were a pretty independent people as well.
Oh, yes, I think so.
And, of course, your people over in New Zealand have been pretty well taken care of, although even their government is getting really much more conservative, at least as far as cutting back on government services. And New Zealand has changed a great deal, hasn't it?
Yes. And they never got involved in the Middle East wars. They refused to be in that.
No, there were lots. There were lots. That's for
sure. Yes, I think so. Yes.
Well, we've got about maybe 6 or 8 minutes. Is there any other issue you'd like to talk about?
Well, I think that I think that the money thing is the thing. I agree with that very much. My own view is that it's much closer than even we think, probably, that the report by the Bank of International Settlements says we're right on the edge of collapse now.
Now, for our listeners, this happened just within the last week when the Bank for International Settlements, which is the central banker's central bank, came out with a report. And what, in essence, did that report say?
Well, it says that one hiccup now could tip the whole world into a major financial crisis now.
That's the essence of it,
wouldn't it?
I don't think the average individual understands the implications of that, that almost literally overnight, the whole world could be plunged into economic crisis, and the value of the American dollar, which is the key to the whole thing, could lose half its value in a matter of a few weeks.
Yes. Well, certainly it'll lose its status as the world's reserve currency, I think. And that, in turn, will make your deficit and your foreign debt even bigger than it is now, as far as I can see.
And, of course,
The debt mountain in the United States is past comprehension. How could one talk in trillions?
Well, but we're talking about $50 to $70 trillion in debt that we can never possibly pay off. And the average American has never seen the report out of the General Accounting Office, or if he has, he hasn't understood it. Because, as you say, how can we understand $1 trillion? It's beyond comprehension.
Yeah, you're right. But what happens in that? Here in Australia during the Depression, we had something called the Helping Hand, and there was a new brotherhood and spirit of cooperation where starving people helped each other, and out of that grew spiritual values. We call it mateship here, and perhaps we need that to regenerate, you know, the old thing. We've got to love each other, help each other, and support each other instead of tearing each other apart.
Well, maybe worse might be better, as somebody once had said. Things are going to have to get a lot worse before they ever can get better. We've got to get people's attention. Affluence is a wonderful thing, and affluence is a terrible curse. And we have wonderful affluence here, but if this catastrophe occurs as it's prophesied, I think we could see people lose half to two-thirds of their value of their currency, literal overnight. And many of our families that think they're comfortable with their pensions, the elderly, those people who've worked hard all of their lives, just overnight could lose everything that they've worked their whole life for. But this happens to good people when they're not involved. And of course, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program with Mr. Jeremy Lee. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door, because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Economic Battle Cruiser. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our program with Mr. Lee. And, Chris, they have such similar problems over in Australia that we have. We have a large black population that's been fairly well destroyed by government benevolence. They have an Aborigines population. Their economy is being destroyed by outsourcing of jobs and certainly shipping their manufacturing overseas, which is the same thing is happening here. They're moving towards a two-tiered society. They have a money power, where it comes from the United States, that dictates their domestic policy, and, of course, the politicians who are elected by the people are not answerable to the people, but to the money power. And I suggest you go to the Australian League of Rights website and pull down their information. You'll probably find it will parallel much of what we have written. But even more than that, to find out that Mr. Lee recognizes the spiritual nature of what's going on is indeed gratifying. Well, this is the time when we need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We depend upon those of you who believe that we have a unique ministry and would like to be part of it, and we have about 60 outlets every week, and we keep trying to expand. We will when we can afford to, but right now we just want to keep what we have and of course solidify our position, because I think we're moving into a crisis situation. I believe, of course, that there's going to be, in all likelihood, and I hope and pray that I'm wrong, but in all likelihood there's going to be an expansion of the war in the Middle East. And with that will come an economic crisis that will begin, of course, to crumple the value of the American dollar. And, of course, it could very well cause us to lose the reserve status of our currency. As political power begins to move away from the United States, and economic power begins to move away from the United States. And, of course, that will be a difficult time, and it will be certainly a time when they will be moving towards a dictatorship in America, and that's why the president has passed his new presidential directives, the Military Commission Act recently, the presidential directives for national security and homeland security, why they're building concentration camps, why they have given Halliburton $345 million a year for building concentration camps. You need to get our 14th set on concentration camps. You need to get our 14th set on the Military Commission Act. You certainly need to get our material. It goes into the background of the secret government, of secret societies. My talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, the DVD, VHS on the Forbidden Secret, and the syllabus that goes with that, to understand the spiritual forces that are directing the course of our nation. To prepare yourself financially, I talk on the financial tsunami and the syllabus that goes with that. And that if you have not yet, of course, begin making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. Why, if you really need to have an emergency food supply, if you would like a free catalog, we'll send it to you. If you have a free catalog, why, of course, get your order in. If you get an order in for over $250 and you request it, we'll send you a free copy of the book, Making the Best of Basics. And, of course, $500 will get you an additional book, Don't Get Caught with Your Pantry Down. So, but you'll have to request them. They won't give them unless you do, but if you request them, we'll get them for you. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. People cannot imagine famine in America, but I would ask, why not? You go to the Bible, you'll find it. We'll read Revelation 6:8. And I look, and behold, a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death. And Hades followed close behind, and power was given unto him to kill a quarter of the population of the world with the sword, and with pestilence, and with famine, and with death. And we'll be back here, of course, tomorrow at the same time. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Welcome. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here in Genesis, 2 to 4 p.m., right after Alex Jones, Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10. We want to introduce to you some of the most amazing wellness solutions with Nutridyne, N-U-T-R-I-D-I-N-E. Provides the most powerful organic iodine test-activated and monatomic gold to regenerate your mind, body, and spirit. It supports mitochondrial energy, thyroid, stress, and stress hormones, as well as the hypothalamus.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. The compromise immigration bill failing a crucial test vote today. Correspondent Jerry Bodlander has more.
It's a stinging defeat for President Bush and supporters of the overhaul bill, which would have legalized millions of illegal immigrants. Opponents like Louisiana Senator David Vitter successfully argued the bill is ill-conceived.
A big amnesty with inadequate enforcement will cause the problem to grow and not